All right. Welcome back to New Life Church's Equipping Podcast. This is Ryan Bondi.
Jack Diven is also here.
That's good to know. We've talked in the recent past about gospel appointments.
We have.
What that even means. If you don't know, I recommend listening to the podcast entitled That, Gospel Appointments.
Yep.
And today we're going to be talking about sharing the gospel. What happens during the gospel appointment, or at other times that are not preset in which you're going to share the gospel with someone.
Right.
And so Jack, as a evangelism director, that is what you are, and you're wearing that hat, but it's extra snug.
Again,
yes. What's the best way, can you just answer for us all right now, just what's the best way to share the gospel?
Yes, the best way...
Is it the bridge diagram?
The best...
Is it the story bridge?
Are you going to let me...
Go ahead, people? Go ahead, yeah.
The best way to share the gospel is the way that you share the gospel.
What do you... The way that I share the gospel, Jack? What do you mean by that?
No, here's what I mean by that. I mean that I came across a quote. I'm afraid I don't actually know who said it, but I came across it this summer. And it was about evangelism, and it was basically the best type of evangelism is the kind that you do. Like, there may be pros and cons to different methods of evangelism, to different strategies or tips, and it's the same with sharing the gospel. There may be certain tools or methods available to use when sharing the gospel,
mm-hmm.
but ultimately, the best way to share the gospel is whatever you choose to share in the moment. The gospel message has enough. Mm. It is enough by itself for its purposes.
Mm.
So there are different tools to share the gospel. There is the bridge diagram. There's kind of simplified versions of the bridge diagram that we've talked about over the years. There's a story bridge. You can share it using the three circles method.
Romans Road.
Yeah, taking people through Romans specifically. Those are all... There's a lot of different methods.
Yeah.
And at times we may emphasize different ones in different seasons, I guess. But but we're not going to do that here. We're not going to talk about one specific tool or even like go into one of them on the podcast, because I would rather have people... you listening at home, like just learning and talking about that with people in your life where you can actually practice it with them rather than listening to it here.
Well, there you have it. So instead, we're going to outline good practices in engaging and sharing the gospel.
Right.
A little bit more generally, things that you can take into whatever method of gospel sharing you do, correct?
Right.
One thing I really liked that you shared, Jack, was... you know, the gospel message is really powerful enough on its own, regardless of the way that you share it. It reminds me of a verse where Paul, I think, had said, you know, I came to you not with like eloquent words and like incredible speeches, but pretty much just with the gospel and the power therein. So there you go.
Yeah.
Okay. So general outline that we'll talk about today is kind of three aspects of sharing the gospel, being engaging with their story, the person you're sharing with, sharing your story, and sharing God's story. And so, Jack, why is sharing or engaging with and welcoming, inviting, and hearing their story? Why is that important?
Yeah. Well, I think it's important because the best experiences I've had sharing the gospel with people, they happen not just as a presentation or as a process of pronouncement and conversion, but in the midst of relationship building and trust building, and they involve a lot of listening. And so there is just something really powerful to listening to someone else's story, asking them questions that they may have never once been asked before about their spiritual background, about what they believe. Maybe they've been asked it before and have struggled to answer it and just don't know how to articulate it now. But there's just a lot of power in hearing people where they're at, where they're coming from, not assuming that we know choosing to listen to, you know, where they're at with spiritual matters, the experiences that they have had in the past.
Yeah. One thing as you're sharing came to mind was the woman at the well, and how Jesus, like, kind of pulls like a classic Jesus move of like, I just know everything about you. It's kind of unfair. So it's maybe a hard example for us to follow unless you have like a word of the Lord about their lives.
Right. Or you Facebook stalk them.
Right. Sure. Yes, of course. But what I love is the woman, she runs back to the town and just, she says, this man, you know, told me everything I'd ever done. I think she was, you know, impressed by the power of that. But I think there's gotta be some level of having her story known. And so that would be, we could go divulge more into that, but we won't. So Jack, how do we, what are good practices of engaging with someone, like welcoming their story? Like, how do you, Jack, go about inviting someone to share more of their story with you?
Yeah. I think I mentioned a few of them a moment ago. Asking questions, our faithful friend and now pastor church planter Gents. I remember him once when I was a student giving a teaching about evangelism where he said, it's not about having the right answers, but about asking the right questions. Not that there's wrong questions you could ask, maybe there are, but so you don't have to find like the three questions that you need to ask, but, being curious about people's lives, being curious about what do you believe about God? What was your experience with church or with faith like growing up? And looking for, remembering things about it that relate to the gospel message that would like overlap with what God has to say about the world. So that would be my, I guess, biggest method or tool in learning other people's stories, being curious, asking questions.
Yeah.
What about you?
A classic is asking someone what their spiritual background is. You can hear, you know, kind of invites them to share their spiritual story in a sense there, which is helpful. Another I would say is if I'm listening to someone share their story, I want to look for themes. Like, I want to believe that this person is someone that the Lord wants to know him. And they have a story in a life where the gospel is the answer to it. Yeah. It is the missing thing. Yeah. And so a lot of times I want to look for themes so that I can better apply the gospel to their life. You know, maybe they're, maybe in their story there's a theme of like loneliness, a lack of pursuit. And it's like, man, I could emphasize you know, the pursuit of the Lord. Or maybe there's, loneliness and a lack of belonging, being excluded. You know, there are certain aspects of the gospel that I can share with someone that they'll be able to get and understand in a powerful way if I look for those kind of, like, themes. So that's one way I would want to engage with their story.
Absolutely.
And so, Jack, do you have any ideas for, like, next steps of how to just, like, work on hearing people's stories and maybe looking to do some of those ideas that we had?
Yes. I think one would be to just be comfortable listening to people share stories. So I think of moments in small group at the start of this year, we shared stories. And there's a skill to listening well, to reflecting back to people.
Yeah.
You know, what you hear them saying and having a compassionate lens through which to see their story.
Yeah.
Not to tell them what it was, but to just allow them to tell their own story. And to be patient with them, I would say, as like they've never talked about it like that before. So many times, I can't tell you how many times, like, people have said when I'm in a gospel appointment or having a chance to share the gospel, oh, I've never been asked that before. I've never thought about that.
Yeah.
I don't really know. I've never had to talk about this.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the point. That's kind of what we talked about last week, is like, there's something special about choosing to just say, hey, could we intentionally talk about this more?
Yeah.
That never happens.
Yep. Absolutely. I think it would be a cool practice to be able to, just engage with a brother or sister in Christ on this, and just even be able to say, hey, Could I hear your story? Could I, like, get a chance to listen to your story and to ask you questions about your life and your background?
Yeah, and to look for themes.
You know, sometimes you might find someone who has already addressed those themes. And you could even say, like, could you do, like, an unpolished, like, a little bit more of, like, a, you know, data point, you know, sharing, so that you can actually, you know, ask into a little bit more of how specific experiences, like, affected them, and see if you can find themes in their story. You guys could, you could partner up and do that with each other even, to practice. I'd also say learning how to reflectively listen, is a good way, to be able to, get more details and clarity as to how certain things, like, affected people emotionally. And, and so I'd say, like, if you don't know good reflective listening, skills, to just ask, because I won't explain them now, maybe in a future podcast, but
yeah,
go ahead.
I was just going to recap the three that we said.
Okay.
It sounded like we were saying, to, be curious and ask questions, familiarize ourselves with listening to people's stories, mm-hmm. to get time with another brother or sister in Christ and listen to their story, mm-hmm. And look for themes, and to, as a, like, a third possible next step, for those wanting to grow in this area, to, yeah, grow in specific reflective listening mm-hmm. skills.
Yeah. Nonetheless, just getting out there and starting to ask people about their lives and take an interest in the befriending of, right. of
that's
unbelievers.
The next yeah. step. That's is just start walking up to random people okay. and asking them, what's your story?
Here you go. Okay. Now let's talk about, like, our story, the person who's going to be, like, yours and mine, Jack. No, right. I'm just kidding. Their story being the podcast listener's story, but we're calling that our story as right. we're engaging with sharing with right. someone the gospel.
Yes.
So why is sharing our own story important?
I think you should answer this one first.
All right. I think that, This is actually, like, a secret answer to a good tip for how to engage someone with their story, is our ability to share authentically about our life, I think, invites authenticity from others. There's a certain level of, like, the of social interaction where it's like, is it okay for us to talk real? Mm-hmm. You know, will we yeah. go there? And I've definitely had this experience where I've just been willing to share authentically about pain or things in my life to people who aren't believers. And they're like, oh, wow. Like, they're like,
kind of, I went there.
And then they were more likely to be willing to go there too. And so I think that's even one way you can help with someone else's story, is being willing to share deeply from your own as well.
Right.
I think if you share your story, which a lot of times can look like your testimony, you know, you have the opportunity to really show someone how God has impacted your own life. It's the temptation about religion, I think, from an unbelieving perspective, is religion is just, like, a belief that you have. And mm-hmm. then you, like, differentiate yourself from others because you have this belief and others don't.
Yeah.
And it's more of, like, a thought. Versus when you actually show that, like, God is real and, like, impacts your life and changes your life, I think it shows that, like, this isn't just, like, a thought or belief system, but this is, like, God, it shows that God is real and is affecting your life. So I would say that.
Yeah. It makes me think of a verse that I actually tried to memorize when I was a kid because I heard it on a mission trip. It's from 1 Peter, chapter 3, I think, where, it just says to always be prepared, to give a reason for the hope that you have, but doing so, with gentleness and respect, keeping a clear conscience. So not being prepared to shout down people with, like, the truth that you hold that they don't have, but being ready to give, like, reasons for the hope that you have in Christ. So a second reason, I guess, it's, like, it's biblical to be, to, like, talk about our own story, and we should have, like, a story of how God has changed our lives. And if it's hard to articulate that, that would be my next step for people, is to spend some time putting words to your story. Spend some time talking about, with a friend or with God, or just writing about it even. How has God changed your life? What were the significant moments and milestones? What are the themes in your own story? But I love what you shared. Like, openness begets openness. People just they want to respond likewise.
So. Yeah. Even coming to mind again was like further on in that woman at the well story is one passage that like stood out to me once was all these people like came then because of her testimony. Like they went to Jesus and they actually say at one point, they say, at first we believed because of her testimony. Like right. her testimony was the reason why we believed.
Right.
And that's like a cool moment to see like the power of what someone's testimony can do.
Yeah.
And so that's worth doing.
Right. And then, what that makes me think of is another instance of Jesus encountering a man who, I think it's the blind man who he gives him his sight. And then the, religious leaders come and ask him like, who did this and how did he do it?
Yeah.
And, he basically, you know, tells them and they say like, that doesn't make any sense or they don't believe him.
Yeah.
And he just ends it by saying like, look, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
Like, all I can say is I was blind and now I can see.
Yeah.
So like, do with that what you will, basically.
Yeah.
But that's like what our stories can be.
Mm.
We can say, hey, regardless of what you believe, this part, what I've gone through in life, sure, it's my experiences, but they're true for me. This is real.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, it's powerful. Get excited thinking about that. I would say, so you touched a little bit on next steps of like practicing sharing your testimony. And I think ways you can do that is just asking someone, hey, would it be okay if I practice sharing my testimony with you? Writing it out, you know, finding how your story, you know, I mean, very simply, you could start with writing about, you know, before Christ, what that experience was like for you, the encounter, your encounter with Jesus or what that season of life was like and how life has been after. I think that's a great narrative, a simple choice to be able to do that with. But one thing I want to say just to end on the your story section is a warning to avoid using Christianese. I think sometimes because we can be very much in a church culture and very used to, you know, Christian words only Christians use. Someone came up to me recently and was like, Ryan, I remember when I first met you and I like asked you how you were doing or something and you responded with like, oh yeah, like I feel pretty good like salvation wise, but like I feel like God's really working on my sanctification. And I was like,
said that?
I know, I can't believe I said that.
I don't believe that you did.
I kind of don't, but I kind of do at that time in my life. But it's just like words like that, I find that Christian words that like no one outside of the church knows, it can kind of like create a relational distance. And so I would think about as you're sharing things, how to share it in language and words that your audience can understand. I think it's super important.
Yeah. Another next step with this in mind, really just in general, like if you're wanting to share the gospel with people in your life to think through, is I would think through, like, I have a story. We're talking about the our story, your story. Who in my life doesn't know all these parts of my life?
Yeah.
Like, there's a list of people that don't know,
you
know, what God did in my life in college, how the gospel changed my priorities, and, like, I got a vision for it being the hope of the world. Like, those are the people who I've never shared the gospel with. Maybe they've never heard it.
Yeah.
So.
It's fantastic. I actually just recently had an experience like that where I kind of was talking to my own mom and just realized, like, I don't think I actually have shared, like, my true, like, testimony and story with her. And I shared, and she got so excited. Just, she was like, and you guys are doing these church plants, like, to other campuses? Like, this is amazing. Like, more people can know about this and experience God. This is so incredible. So it was a fun opportunity to think about that and share with someone who hasn't heard. All right. And lastly, why God's story? Why is it important to share God's story when you share the gospel, Jack?
Right. Yeah, I mean, this one feels a little self-explanatory, the why, at least, of the why God story,
right.
Because it is good news, it is news of salvation, it is a message of truth and of grace, and people need to hear it. Jesus, this is kind of a evangelism, you know, season of the podcast we're on right now, but people need to hear the gospel.
Yeah.
Jesus gave us a mission to go share it. So
yeah.
We include the gospel message, kind of jumping back to what we talked about at the beginning. There's different ways to share God's story.
Awesome. Yeah, there are different ways. In general, I would just say share authentically. Don't share with like a burden or fear of having to say like the right things or certain things, but I think sharing authentically about God's story, like that you want to share, is like really important versus like reading a script, reading something just that you've only memorized and can't own. I think that's important, that it really comes from the heart. Next steps there, Jack.
Next steps with sharing God's story. Yeah, I mean, I would definitely have a go-to method or tool to use when sharing it. Mm-hmm. So if you don't have that and it is a desire of yours to share the gospel, I would start there. Mm-hmm. I would start just practicing writing it out. I'm practicing, you know, watching a video about it on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Or listening to how other people share the gospel.
Yeah.
Searching the scriptures for how the apostles share the gospel. So next step one, getting familiar with a tool to share the gospel. Mm-hmm. Not because it's going to be the script that you need to follow and use the exact, 400 words that mm-hmm. somebody else used, mm-hmm. but it's going, like, once that's down and is just there, you know it, mm-hmm. Then it's a little bit easier to include and weave in your story and to be authentic, to just talk about like what sticks out to you about the gospel.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll say too, in terms of just getting experience and repetition, I got to share the gospel a ton on an El Salvador mission trip. There are just incredible opportunities there to go into schools and share the gospel over and over and over with groups of kids. Yeah. And I actually had a chance to kind of break out of the way that I normally share the gospel and try a new method. And it was really enjoyable and really incredible. So I would say that, you know, a mission trip of that sort can also be a great place to practice if you want to grow. Or Mackinac LT, LT Intensive.
I was about to say that.
Well, go ahead, Jack.
Well, I was just going to say LT in general is a place where, this lifestyle of mission, sharing the gospel, could be sort of catalyzed in people's lives. That's what God's used it for in the past, and there's a lot of opportunities to risk mm-hmm. with faith to share the gospel more than maybe we're used to in average life over LTs.
Yep, absolutely. All right, I'll end with two last things.
Yeah.
One thing, I've been reading through a lot of the letters that Paul wrote for one of my grad school classes, and one of the things that has stood out to me from reading through that is that Paul had an incredible urgency for the gospel being shared. So much of what he chose to do with his life was oriented around that. There are a couple of passages that stand out that was like the highest priority. He was like, to the Jews, I would become as a Jew. To those not under the law, I would become as one not under the law. To those who are weak, I would become weak. All that to the end of sharing the gospel. Yeah. That's like the gospel needs to go out. That's what compelled him. Even in Philippians chapter 1, there he mentions that people are preaching Christ out of like envy and rivalry and like bad motives. And he's like, you've heard about those people. I don't care as long as the gospel of Christ is being preached. Yeah. And it's just like
one goal.
That's what he cares about. So I just want to encourage that kind of urgency of like, it is super valuable. It's super important.
I think what it brings to mind is fears that I've had, over the years with, oh, I'm not ready. I don't have the relational capital with this person to share the gospel, or I don't know it well enough. I don't have whatever tool I was using, the bridge diagram. I'm not an expert at it. Mm-hmm. And there was growth for me over the years, and growth in confidence too. And there still needs to be. Mm-hmm. Like I still feel fearful often because people rejecting the gospel message feels like they're rejecting me, mm-hmm. And that's always a risk. But what that makes me think of is just like the gospel needs to be preached. Yeah. Like it's okay to mm-hmm. go. And with the Holy Spirit equipping us, not with eloquent words mm-hmm. or superior human wisdom, just mm-hmm. going to share the gospel, like seeing what God will use that faithful step
for. Absolutely. And speaking of that faithful step, I found in my life and in others' lives that when we take a step to engage with how to share our story or share God's story, that God puts a situation in our lives that we can actually do that. Mm-hmm. I would say that after my first LT, where I learned how to share the gospel, I went home and found myself in like 7 gospel sharing conversations and share the gospel a ton of times because I knew how. I was ready. And I felt like God had put those opportunities in front of me where I just got to do it.
Yeah.
And then even last year, there was a student who got to engage with actually someone who was like new to the faith and wanted to grow in being able to communicate their testimony. And we worked on that together. And then like 2 weeks later, someone like a friend of a housemate came and a friend of their housemate came and he had an opportunity to share his story. Just like God created this space.
Yeah.
And he would have never expected that that like could have happened, but that's what happens. God is willing to like do that work. He's the one who does it. And I would say lastly, like all in all, to like relieve the pressure, like we have the opportunity to share good news. It's exciting to be able to share with people like the good saving news of Jesus Christ. And the end of that woman at the well story is that these people come to Jesus and they say, we believed at first because of the woman's testimony, but now we like heard your words and we've come to believe that you are the Son of God.
Yeah.
And so really it is their meeting of Jesus himself, that we get to be a part of helping toward that. But ultimately God is the one who saves. So just take that burden off and invite you all to take steps forward in being ready to share the gospel.
It was a pleasure, Ryan.
That's all we got to say about that. Thanks again. We'll talk to you later.